Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's go to the origin of Satan. A question often is asked to trip up believers. All right, here's the question. If your God is so good and so wise, then why did he create the devil? And if your God is so powerful, why doesn't he destroy the devil? Well, a simple answer to those questions would be, he didn't, but he will. Did that go over your head? Why did God create the devil and why don't he destroy him in a nutshell? Well, he didn't and he did. He will. He didn't create the devil. He created Lucifer. We're going to look at that. God created Lucifer and he became Satan after the fall. Satan was the originator of sin. Is that a good word? Temple, originator? I don't know where that one come from. Even though I went to Auburn High School, that's a good word. He was the originator of sin. It was not Adam. Sin was already in place. Because of Adam, though, sin came upon mankind. But sin had already taken place in the form of Satan. Lucifer fell. He was the originator of sin. Okay. Turn me, if you will, at Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter number 28. We will look at some scripture this morning. Lucifer was a created being, and he became Satan after his fall. Let's begin at verse number 11. Ezekiel number 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now he's referring now, we talk about double references, and I won't get into all that this morning. Time won't allow. But this is literally referring to Lucifer. It's going to mention some things here. Thou sealest up the sum, he was full of wisdom and he was perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. That's important to remember when we talk about the fall of Satan. When did it take place? This is a good marker for a lot of us, okay? Thou hast been in the Eden, the garden of God. Are you there? Let it sink in. Again, there's a lot of people who will tell you that Satan fell between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. They call it the gap theory. And you've heard it over and over and over. There is no gap between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. The only gap between 1:1 and 1:2 is in your mind. You'll get that on the way home. Okay. It's a continual flow. Let's read on. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Every precious stone was thy covering. He was beautiful. He was perfect in beauty. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper. You talk about shining. The sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, then gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes were very... You talk about singing? We're prepared in the day, here's where I wanted to get to, in the day that thou was created. So Lucifer was a created being. God created Lucifer. He did not create Satan. Created Lucifer. Lucifer became Satan, and we'll get to that point in just a minute, but I want you to see the principle here. He was a created being. God created him. And by the way, you see just how beautiful he was. And because he was so beautiful, and some things happened on the earth in creation. We're going to go there. He says, I will. Those five I wills. But you see Lucifer, what a beautiful creation he must have been. Most likely, again, and this is my opinion, most likely before Adam was formed in the likeness and the image of God, most likely Lucifer was his crowning achievement. You get what I'm talking about? When God created Lucifer, we just read about him. He was perfect in beauty and all these things that described Lucifer. At that time, most likely, Lucifer was, if I could use the word, the shining star. Okay, because look in verse number 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Not was he not just a cherub, he was anointed. He was special, very special. God created him such. Head and shoulders above every other created being at that time. We see this here. Notice the rest of that verse. And I have set thee so. It was God that said, I put you in that position. Are you following? Are y'all following me? Y'all look at me like a new calf looking at a gate. Okay. God made him that way. God said, I've set you that way. I've set you so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Speaking of Lucifer, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Look in verse number 15. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created. Till iniquity was found in thee. I could go on and on, read a little bit more, but let's go somewhere else. Notice in verses number 13 and 15, he was a created being. He is not self-existent like God. Okay? In other words, he cannot be omniscient, he cannot be omnipotent, and he definitely is not omnipresent. Is he powerful? Absolutely, he's powerful. But he doesn't know all things. He's not omniscient like God. Is he smart? Well, I'd say he's pretty smart. I had somebody, I'll never forget, he sat right where Melissa or where Daniel is years ago. I forget that. And I made the statement years ago that the devil is a good devil. He got mad. He thought that I meant that he was good as in morally good. I meant that he's good at what he does. The guy was crazy anyway. I hope he's not listening to this. Because he still lives in the, I think, he was, it's right there. And I went to visit him. Where you been? Preacher, you said the devil was a good devil. And I said, brother, you don't really believe I meant morally good. I meant that he's good at what he does. He left the church. Never back. People are crazy, you know that. I shouldn't say good riddance, but I won't say it. But don't get me wrong, when I say he's a good devil, he's good at what he does. He's a destroyer, he's a liar. He's good at it. Okay. But he's not omniscient and he's not omnipresent. Remember, I've said over and over and over and over and over again till it's like a broken record. Is it time to quit? I got 3 minutes. Okay. Most of us, I hear people say, the devil really bothered me this week. I hate to pop your bubble. The devil probably ain't even bothered you. He ain't got time for you. The devil can't be in Thailand. He can't be in Jamaica. He can't be in America. He can't be in Iran. All at the same time. Are you following? Because he's not omnipresent. He can only be one place. And most of the time, I think he goes after God's big dogs, his big guns. He ain't worried about us little peons. Well, who bothers us? The devil sends his little imps. I call them imps. The little demons, the little devils. Those who ask the Apostle Paul. A messenger of Satan, not Satan himself, but a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet. The Apostle Paul, remember that? And if Satan didn't send a messenger, y'all get the picture. I got 2 minutes here waiting outside, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.